Accountability and Perspective. This is Andrea Schwartz with a Kingdom-Driven Family Moment, September 2, 2014. It isn't often that I see a movie advertised that would be just right for a day-off date with my husband, but I knew I couldn't go wrong with a film highlighting a winning high school football team. This summer's release of When the Game Stands Tall chronicles the accomplishment of a Northern California high school, De La Salle, a private school in Concord, California, which just happens to be located across the street from where we lived from 1980 through 1983. When I saw it advertised, I knew that despite the fact that I'm not a football fan, although my husband is, this story would have a hometown appeal for me. What makes this story different is that the coach of the team, Bob Latasor, despite the fact that his team held the record for the longest winning streak, 151 games, for any American sport, he was more interested in developing the character of his players rather than winning games. Don't get me wrong, winning was high on his list of priorities, but not the foremost one. One aspect of the coach's management style was to instill in his players teamwork and giving their best, not only for themselves, but for each other. He would have them write down their goals on a 3x5 card and exchange it with another player. Because they had made a public commitment for excellent effort rather than excellent results, they were invested in each other in a way that one doesn't normally see. The coaching staff had created a culture of mutual accountability. The body of Christ can learn from such a practice, especially when it comes to holding each other accountable in the areas of life that so often trip us up. Whether it's a woman's health and diet, or the responsibility of raising children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, or noticing that someone is succumbing to temptation, having sisters in Christ who will care enough to expect excellence and encourage faithfulness is what the Scripture calls us to in so many places. But to highlight just three, Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one person sharpens another." Galatians 6:1-2, "Brothers and sisters, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And finally, James 5:16, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Another aspect of the film that truly spoke to me was the perspective the coach helped his players reach. In one scene, one of the young men shared with the team how important it was for him to be a member. He said, "I would die on the field for you guys." The coach corrected him, "You might collapse, but not die. After all, it's only football." Additionally, when they finally lost a game after 151 wins, instead of letting them remain devastated, he took the team to a VA hospital to put their feelings and outlook of failure into perspective. When they interacted with men crippled from injuries sustained in battle, they got to see that the world is bigger than just their problems. The coach basically allowed them to look at the world through different eyes. And again, this is something that women in Christ can and should do for each other. That is why kingdom building for women is based on older women teaching younger ones, experienced mothers encouraging new moms, and single women having close friendships with those who are married so that each can enrich the other for the purpose of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Accountability and perspective. We can all use a good dose of each. Look around you and discover the opportunities waiting for you to be a kingdom builder.